nipple play to rock the cock. Hello, horny readers. As you read, I just wrote a post that included nipple torment among examples of pain play that I enjoy. But sometimes my claws remain sheathed and I like to tease instead. Some of my most memorable sessions have been with boys who have erogenous zones in addition to their cock or prostate. I'm especially fascinated by the boys whose nipples are hardwired to their cocks, where nipple play can make them come, or just about. There's a slut who calls me less frequently than I'd like, who teases his nipples for me as his cock throbs down below. The feather light flicking and pinching makes him desperate to stroke, but I always tell him no. I tell him no because in 10 or 20 sessions he hasn't yet earned the privilege of stroking. He can only stroke if he keeps the cum in his balls while teasing his nipples until I say otherwise. The orgasms he has from teasing his nipples alone are more akin to ruined ones, but he's still disobeying an order by letting the load escape. He promises every time to do better, but he never does. Even though he deserves scolding and punishment, I find the slutty sensitivity of his nipples thrilling. Just between you and I, it's okay if he never manages to earn the privilege of stroking to a full orgasm, because that means more enjoyment of just how at the mercy of his nipples he is. Now, if I can just get him to appear on webcam. Nipple play can be both pleasurable and humiliating. I have a panty-wearing nipple slut, too. Pussy Boy, as he is required to identify himself when he calls, also has very sensitive nipples. Teasing them, similar to the slut above, makes him beg to be allowed to tease his clitty through his panties. Denying him that privilege creates a huge wet spot in the front of them, but doesn't allow him to come. I like that much better. The hornier he gets, teasing what I call his perky pink sissy titties, the girlier and more submissive he gets. In contrast to nipple torment, it seems the lighter and faster I have him flick, the deeper into subspace he goes, and the bigger the wet spot gets. I like to tell him that I encourage nipple play, not clitty play, for two reasons. One, when he plays with his clitty too much, he forgets his place. Then I don't hear from him for months, and I just know it's because he's out there asking women on dates again, as if he were a real man. And two, because the more Pussy Boy plays with his nipples, the bigger they'll get. And pretty soon, only the thickest winter sweater will hide the evidence that he's a perky-titted sissy. The begging begins as humiliation and pleasure overtake him. Sometimes I'm generous and let his hand wander south. Most of the time not. Do you have extra sensitive nipples? Does playing with your nipples bring you closer to orgasm or even send you over the edge? Is there an element of humiliation to your nipple play, but no pain? Or is nipple play just a way to supplement your masturbation? Introduce yourself. You can see you're at home with me.